Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So tell me about this new program. I understand it's because there are a shortage of teachers for STEM.
Yes, shortage of teachers specifically in the math and sciences in Detroit and Dearborn. And the goal is to work with a total of 32 up-and-coming teachers who are either recent graduates or mid-career or seasoned professionals who want to get into the classroom and make a difference over the next 5 years.
I mean, how bad is the shortage? I don't think I've really heard about a teacher shortage. We just tend to encourage girls to get into STEM.
Yeah, there's not only just a shortage in math and science, but there's a shortage in education in general, because most people are going into other professions that have a higher propensity of having a higher pay wage. So teaching is a profession across the nation where there are gaps. But when it comes to STEM in specific, a lot of people are not going into those professions because they are going into computer science or other fields that have a little more financial rewards. And people who want to go into education, you have to have a deep-seated passion for wanting to make a difference in being inside of the classroom.
So instead of trying to lure new teachers, this is working with the teachers who are already there? That's the idea?
No. We're working with the Engineering Society of Detroit, the Chamber of Commerce, and a host of other partners to recruit people who already have science or STEM degrees who want to come back into the profession, who want to come into the profession and make a difference.
All right. And what age group do you think you're looking at then? Is it people who might be close to retirement age or what?
No, recent graduates. We've had a few info sessions back in December over at the Engineering Society of Detroit, also at Detroit Public Schools at Southeastern High School. And what we've seen thus far are people who have recently graduated or people who are mid-career professionals who want to get into teaching to make a difference.
All right. And what are they doing now?
One individual was actually an accountant, and he wanted to transition from being in the field of accounting. We had a young lady who was a STEM undergrad major who was also working kind of like as a youth counselor and a substitute teacher, and she wanted to become a certified teacher in science. So she's given our program consideration. And then over at the Engineering Society of Detroit, we pretty much were attracting mid-career professionals in the engineering and science field who were giving consideration to making a transition.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.